In recent 2022 reports on video marketing, most users watch an average of 19 hours of online video every week. And some of those videos will inevitably be ads. Also, you might have noticed that whenever you watch videos on Facebook, short video ads will appear on your screen. Some of them are skippable, and some are not. You could occasionally find them humorous, entertaining, or even a little annoying. But have you ever considered that as an e-commerce marketer? Well, on Facebook, you will find many e-commerce ads quite often because marketers believe that Facebook and stream ads have the potential to boost e-commerce sales. In this blog, we're going to talk about in-stream ads and how they can help you grow your business. Part 1. What are Facebook in-stream ads? In-stream ads are image or video ads that you are probably most familiar with. In-stream ads are added to other video content and live streams. This video content appears as a pre-roll, mid-roll, or post-roll ad. It is a way to earn money by creating on-demand videos. Facebook in-stream ads may run before, during, or after a video. On Facebook Watch, in-stream advertisements are added to videos and live streams. They can appear at least 1 minute into video content and range in length from 5 seconds to 10 minutes. The Facebook ad management system selects the ad that appears in the video. Here, FB in-stream ads have various formats. Pre-roll ads, pre-roll advertisement played before the beginning of the video. These ads are displayed to people who actively seek out content. These ads are skippable in-stream ads. Users can encounter these adverts more frequently the more stuff they seek out. Mid-roll ads. Mid-roll commercials are those that appear during the video. This ad type performs best if your video includes obvious breakpoints. Image ads. Image ads are the name for static advertisements. This kind of ad performs best for videos that cannot alter mid-roll adverts. Post-roll ads. Lastly, post-roll ads are the advertisements that appear at the end of the video. These advertisements are shown to viewers who have not seen any pre-roll, mid-roll, or picture commercials. But there are a few limitations to making the format interesting. Firstly, mobile users can see Facebook in-stream advertisements. On the desktop version of Facebook, in-stream advertisements are never displayed. Depending on how much time you previously spent seeing ads that day, ad placements are also constrained. Therefore, Facebook might give you a break from the advertising if you've already browsed past a few dozen sponsored posts or watched a lengthy video ad. Secondly, in-stream ads only appear in categories of Facebook videos. Creators have to apply to Facebook to be eligible for an in-stream ad. Live stream video from Facebook partners. Part 2. How to create an in-stream ads. Your video must match the eligibility requirements if you wish to use Facebook in-stream video advertising it. Do you know what should be done next when your video meets the criteria? If not, we are here to guide you. Well, it is similar to launching any other campaign in Facebook Advertising Manager. Create Facebook in-stream ads is simple. All the well-known steps of naming your campaign, selecting locations, determining your target market, and eventually uploading the ad creative will be immediately familiar to you. Let's look at the detailed settings for Facebook in-stream ads. Include in-stream ads in existing videos. After integrating advertisements in a video, it's time to learn how to do the same with already posted videos on Facebook. Your monetization settings may enable this. Either you should select automatically monetize when your pages are signed up for in-stream ads, or you may choose bulk to monetize. In this manner, all eligible videos uploaded during the last 30 days are monetized at once. Part 3. Pros and cons of in-stream ads. Viewers are ready as users are actively looking for video content. Consumers are prepared to view it, which is one advantage of marketing with in-stream advertising. When your in-stream advertisement begins to play, the viewers have either just clicked on, are viewing, or just finished the video. Limitations. The limited number of websites where you advertise is one drawback of using in-stream adverts. Part 4. Benefits of using Facebook in-stream ads. Before you dive into its technical details, is Facebook in-stream ads worth it? Here is what you need to know. Online users watch a lot of video content, and Facebook accounts for about 25% of that consumption. An estimated 65% of all video views on social networks are reportedly by mobile users, which is fantastic news for in-stream adverts since they are only available on mobile. Do people still watch advertisements among all of those videos? Yes, it is the answer. Over 70% of Facebook in-stream advertisements, according to Facebook, are seen all the way through. Users consciously choose not to skip when given the option, so it is not only the unskippable advertising that is to blame. Moreover, audience involvement is a guarantee when you run in-stream advertisements. And Facebook uses its standard brand safety checks on ads that deliberately omit information on political or religious, so you don't have to worry about negative connections. There are numerous solutions to the viewer weariness issue. The first and most obvious rule is to make ads interesting, captivating, and relevant to your target audience. Now you know the benefits of Instagram ads, you might be wondering how to make sure your ads are impressive enough to catch the audience's attention. Well, PowerAdSpeed is an AV intelligence tool that helps you to identify the best ads according to your niche. You can collect ads from other creators. This platform has a large database of ads from more than 15 countries, including platforms like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Geodn, Quora, Reddit, and Pinterest. Part 6, 5 ways to make Facebook in-stream ads more effective. Now that Facebook in-stream advertising has been around for a while, we can make certain assumptions about how they operate. There are some noteworthy distinctions, even though some of these suggestions might apply to other AD kinds. Start strong. The first 3 seconds of an in-stream AD are vital. Here, the user decides to watch the AD or to skip it. So, you need to make impactful ads. You can use sound, color, and movement to grab users' attention and attract their interest. Try to create a unique look. Facebook in-stream advertisements need to stand out into separate ways. They need to be distinct from other ads and the surrounding content. Present your product logo immediately. Use product font and color for a clear visual. Give a simple CTA. Even though in-stream ads can last up to 10 minutes, you still need to keep things straightforward. Regardless of the objective of your campaign, you want to convert users with just one tap. Make the call to action. You can use the main text, URL, and video content. Introduce your main characters in the first 3 seconds. In fact, the Facebook in-stream video advertisements function differently from other kinds of video ads is one of the most intriguing research findings to date. Characters are typically introduced in the middle of a traditional TV advertisement or at the very end to make a point. But in-stream advertisements are distinct. The results are positive if you introduce the main characters within the initial 3 seconds. Use audio branding and visuals. Facebook users used to watch videos without sound, but that is starting to change. Many watch viewers leave the sound on, and other social media platforms have made the sound the primary component of their content. That implies a chance for audio branding. Use your company's jingle or signature song if it exists. If not, you may pick music that underlines the ad's message while reflecting your brand's style. Concluding thoughts. Facebook is a fantastic platform from which content producers may make money off of their work. More users can now monetize their work to its update. FB in-stream advertising has been covered in great length in this blog. Multiple formats for in-stream ads Facebook are shared.